This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go clean.
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go
TMB is on the road again. He is getting ready for the next round of the Truth About Cancer series, and we get your sneak previews right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show each and every week. TMB, how's my road warrior?
RSP, what's going on, buddy? Yeah, I'm sitting here in the Denver airport, just flew in, and we'll be getting some interviews the next couple of days for the Truth About Pet Cancer that we will be releasing in the fall.
The Truth About, oh, speaking of that, we just had a great celebration. Our buddy Paul Baratero from Echo Water and me and the families, we went and visited with one of the features in the next upcoming Truth About Pet Cancer series, Dr. Marlene Siegel. She just turned 60, and we had a surprise party for her.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going to be down there interviewing her next month, and I'll be getting you as well.
Yeah, she's awesome. You're going to love her and the kind of information that she's – the things that she's doing for animals, people will – their hearts will melt with happiness that there are options in veterinary medicine that don't involve necessarily chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery as well. So it's very good news.
It is good news, and it's really shocking. You know, as I'm doing these interviews, the amount of pets that have cancer today, I mean, I'm laughing, but it's more of like a nervous laughter. It's amazing the number of pets that have cancer, and it's amazing the number of pets that are on chemotherapy now. It's nuts how many dogs and cats are getting chemotherapy, and even horses.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you think about chemotherapy as a treatment, you know, if we could argue that humans are further removed from nature, even though it's a silly argument, but I get the argument that we would give them chemo. How do you argue that horses have a chemotherapy deficiency disease, or cats or dogs, for instance? And it's such an absurd way to do it, by attacking and killing everything indiscriminately, hopefully surviving that onslaught so that this animal could recover to what kind of life, just like we ask for humans.
Mm-hmm, true. But, you know, Robert, one thing that I know for sure is that if you and I were both given a vote onto whether or not horses should receive chemotherapy, you know what we'd vote, don't you?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure yet. Let me check the winds, political winds. What are they blowing?
We would both vote nay.
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 Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nay. Hmm. Yeah. So it's interesting that you bring up the pet cancer story, because I understand that a lot of veterinarians, just like medical doctors, are now looking and going, hey, what is this cannabis stuff? Could it be helpful for animals too?
Well, yeah, and I'm going to be talking to a couple of veterinarians over the next couple of days that are using cannabis with their veterinary practice and are seeing tremendous results in not only cancer treatment, but as far as, I mean, you know, dogs and cats are now suffering from anxiety. Did you know that?
I've heard rumor, but I just wonder if they're reflecting their animal-human companions that are anxious as well, but there are probably a lot of factors here.
I think that that's probably the majority of why they are. They're probably reflecting the feelings of their human owners. But, you know, they're using cannabis for not only cancer, but a lot of other ailments with pets.
And the thing is, we've talked about the ability of different forms of cannabis, THC, CBD, or combinations thereof, to melt tumors at certain levels. And, you know, it's interesting that a medical doctor who happens to be a senator in the United States Senate from Kentucky, of all places, has just submitted a bill that would make it basically on a federal level medical cannabis completely legal will take the feds out of this idea that they should restrict access for the medical community. That would probably include the veterinary community to use cannabis in healing.
That would be Mr. Paul.
Yes, Rand Paul. You are correct, yes. Sir.
You are correct, sir.
That is not a nay. That's a yay.
That's a yay coming from a medical doctor. That's awesome. And, you know, I've dealt with, living where I do in Tennessee, I deal with a lot of people. Just Kentucky's only 10 miles away from where we live. And I've dealt with a lot of people over the last several years that live in Kentucky that don't have access to medical cannabis. And I think that'd be huge. And, but now, this is a federal thing. It's just, it's not just a Kentucky-specific person to call, but it's a federal removing the federal prohibition on medical marijuana, right?
Yeah, it's called the Compassionate Access Research Expansion and Respect States Act, CARES Act. And it will allow possession, production, and distribution of medical cannabis without the fear of prosecution from the federal government. And this is where we got the cognitive dissonance of someone like Jeff Sessions, who we might like as a man seemingly of integrity that has a deeply held religious convictions, but is applied them wrongly in terms of his idea to go after medical cannabis in the states where it's legal.
You know, I agree. I think Sessions is a good guy, but he is sincerely wrong about this issue. And I think there's a lot of good people that are sincerely wrong about this issue. Because why? Because they've been miseducated. So that's why we're trying to educate them here. And I'm proud of Rand Paul, and I hope that a lot of other senators jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, the clue back to the times of George W. Bush, misundereducated they've been.
They've been misundereducated, for sure. They not only misundereducated, they've been just flat out lied to.
Yeah. Indeed. Now, in your preliminary discussion with some of these veterinarians you're going around to interview, have they actually seen reversals of cancer, or is this just palliative care for these animals with cancer?
You know, based on preliminary discussions that I have, I haven't done these two interviews yet, but both these veterinarians are telling me they've seen reversals.
Reversals of cancer. Now, of course, some of the causes of cancer are similar to what we see in our human friends. That is toxic food, inadequate food, lack of minerals, different things that we see. But in the animal species, they tend to have shorter generations. And so I've seen a rapid decline, an accelerated decline. Even as a homeopath, we're the ultimate generalist. We have to address everything in everybody, including animals. And so I see this shorter generational span accelerating the cancers in animals beyond what we've seen and how long it's taken to get to this disastrous state for humans.
We've seen that. And one of the main reasons that we're seeing it in animals so rapidly as well is because they're eating the same crap that we're eating. It's packaged differently, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the reasons that we've seen this big spike in human cancers is because we're eating food that's not real food, right? We're eating packaged, dead, genetically modified, enzymeless, canned, you know, crap.
Heavy metal containing as well.
Heavy metal containing, and that's the same thing the dogs are eating and the cats are eating now.
Yeah.
It's got different labels and some different ingredients, but a lot of it's not even all that different ingredients from what we're eating in packaged food. It's genetically modified crap. And even if it weren't genetically modified, dogs, they weren't made to eat vegetables. So even if you didn't have GMO corn and GMO soy and GMO grains that are in these kibbles, that's not what dogs eat. If you put dogs out in the wild, they don't go munch on corn or wheat or soy. They go look for the latest kill, and they eat the meat, and they eat the bones, and they eat the cartilage and the sinew.
Well,
That's what wolves eat.
Yep, and the cats will target the vital organs. So you talk the heart, the liver, the kidneys. I mean, all of these things that are very, very mineral-rich things that kind of gross humans out when they think about it, or most anyway. And they're protein consumers, primarily protein consumers, and the minerals, mineral-rich parts of these animals. Plus, they don't tend to. The last time I saw animals sitting around a campfire cooking their kill was in a Gary Larson Far Side cartoon. It doesn't happen in real life. They don't eat cooked food.
They don't eat cooked food. So even if they're eating meat, it shouldn't be cooked meat. It should be raw. And so. Well, that's one of the things that we've tried to do with Grizzly lately is, you know, you can get at the local store, you can get relatively inexpensive cuts of raw meat. Now, granted, the raw meat, it's not organic grass-fed meat, so you still got some issues with it, but it's still a heck of a lot better than the kibble.
Sure, and there are companies, and this is, I'm sure, some of the areas you're going to focus on. I know with Dr. Marlene Siegel, she's really helped us, Paul with his dog, we with our cat, to get them on a species-appropriate diet. I had a cat years ago, Ty, that was being fed kibble from the veterinary recommended science diet, because that was like the you know, when you hear about science diet, you're like, oh wow, they got science about it. But it has nothing to do with science, because scientists would observe how animals eat in nature, and they would duplicate that, and they created such a mess that many cats were dying of renal failure and urinary insufficiency situations, which also relates to liver, which then leads to not just acute infections but chronic diseases like cancer.
Sorry there, buddy. I had muted my microphone because the loudspeaker lady came on and I forgot to unmute.
No worries. But, yeah, I think the discussion on species-appropriate diet is something, again, I know you're going to talk with Dr. Siegel about and some of these other folks. But, again, anybody out there with a pet, you're going to want to get ready for this Truth About Pet Cancer series, and that will be released when, in the fall?
It's going to be in the fall, yeah. And, you know, it's going to be a very informative series that people will learn about the different causes of cancer in pets, how to prevent cancer, and how to even treat it if their pet has been diagnosed. And so it's going to be a very similar formula that we followed with humans, but it's going to be specific to pets. So, you know, people love their pets. And, you know, I used to kind of chuckle at that until we got Grizzly.
Yeah.
And now Grizzly's so much part of our family. It's like, if he died, it would crush me.
Sure.
And so I understand that affection that people have for their pets now. And so we're just trying to provide some answers for people that love their pets, and they really don't have any answers from veterinarians. You know, the vets don't know any more than the oncologists know.
No, and that's why you got to target these innovative vets, if I shall say, that are actually, you know, on that cutting edge of returning sanity to that medical field of endeavor, which unfortunately has become as synthetic as anything within the human allopathic field, sometimes perhaps worse. I've argued that veterinarians have basically three tools in their arsenal when they're coming out of their veterinary medical school. That would be vaccines, antibiotics, and prednisone. And when I joke about this, I'm serious, and the vets that have woken up get it. They go, yeah, that's pretty much all we do. So you have found some vets that are innovative and taking it to another level in healing.
Yeah, they definitely are, Robert. And speaking of prednisone and antibiotics, that sounds like a good chapter for a book.
I think we've written it in Unlock the Power to Heal. The road to colostomy bags paved with antibiotics and prednisone. And, of course, We don't want our animal friends to have colostomy bags either. But anyway, the same destruction is happening. Listen, we're going to take our first break here. We got Ty Bollinger. He's on the road, and he's doing some great work. And we're going to get together with some more discussion, including how house cleaning chemicals, they're not benign either. They might be causing birth defects. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Show notes are up. Links are there. RobertScottBell.com will take you as well to Ty Bollinger, The Truth About Cancer, and so many wonderful things that he and his family have done and many others that have been impacted. And I remember last week, TMB, having Ryan Sternagel on and how much he was impacted by all your work. And, you know, you don't hear every story, but every time I hear a new story like that, tears of joy come to my eyes.
Oh, man, that's what it's all about, is hearing stories like that. Because it's not just about the theory; it's about the lives that we're touching and helping to save, and the kids that are alive. And so when you hear somebody like Ryan sharing this story about his son, that's what we do this for. Mm-hmm. And so, man, I mean, I was literally, I didn't say much during that segment, but I was literally smiling from ear to ear, just thinking, man,
yeah,
that's awesome. This is awesome.
Yes, TMB, you can sleep well at night knowing the good work that you do, my friend. Now, we're going to continue that work, of course, with The Truth About Cancer Live 2017 in Orlando, Florida. That's October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Tickets are on sale now. I don't know how many are left, but don't wait, folks. If you think you want to go, you better get them now or else they will be gone.
Yeah, they are for sale, and we're anticipating that they'll be sold out within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
So get them while the getting's good.
Jump on it, my friends. Jump on it. Or as I remember that song, get down on it. Dun, dun, get down. I don't know if that was about buying tickets, but now it is.
That was cool in the gang, so whatever was bad, it was cool.
Yes, and then we can all celebrate good times. Come on. As we bring the power heel back to each and every one of you. And I know now you're thinking, I don't know why I tuned into this show, not to hear Robert and Ty sing or anything, but what the heck. You got to deal with it occasionally. So
You definitely do.
House cleaning products. You know, this is another issue of environmental exposure. You're not technically eating this stuff, although if you switched over to certain house cleaning products, they're safe for consumption. But there's a story here in Medical News Today that talks about the relationship between house cleaning chemicals and birth defects.
Well, again, sorry, I had to unmute there, Robert, but of course, there's chemicals, right? There's chemicals that we're using in the house. Some of the chemicals are known to cause DNA damage. Some of the chemicals are even known to cause cancer. And so are we surprised that we're getting birth defects in the babies that are being born to the mothers that are just, you know, living in houses that are infested with chemicals? It's not surprising. I mean, it's logical if you think about it from that perspective. That seems like what should happen.
Yes.
If we're using these chemicals.
Well, it was published in the journal Birth Defects Research very recently, and it found that two chemical compounds commonly found in these household cleaning and personal hygiene products cause birth defects. Now, it's a rodent study, but that's how they initially phase this and say, hey, there may be a real risk for humans, and I think you'd have to be a dunderhead not to figure this thing out. They're speaking specifically of neural tube defects, and this reminds me of what the medical doctors that are not into nutrition will all tell you. Take folic acid during pregnancy, because that'll prevent neural tube defects, but that neglects to recognize that folic acid is not the form that you should be taking. The folate form, a food form of these vitamins, would be the beneficial prevention, not a synthetic isolate form.
I'd have to second that, and I'd also have to just say I'm thrilled that you got a chance to use the word dunderhead again.
You and Super Don love it when I use these.
I love that. I love that word dunderhead. Yeah.
Well, it passes FCC muster here on radio, so we don't get calls from them to say, what did you say? You can't say that on radio.
Yeah.
So they're talking about a class of common household chemicals called quaternary ammonium compounds, or quats. This is to differentiate from squats, which are actually good for you. Quats are not.
Quats are not. Now, I'm not familiar with that class of compounds. Can you tell me some of the chemicals in them?
Well, they said it's hard to pronounce them, honestly. Alkyl dimethyl benzyl ammonium chloride, ADBAC, and didecyl dimethyl ammonium chloride, DDAC. So you wonder, it's hard to say. In fact, I feel like I've been injured just trying to describe them in what they're actually called.
It sounds like lysergic diethylamide? It sounds like that's acid, LSD.
Yeah.
Sounds like those are similar to acid. I don't know. I'm just being funny here.
Dude, it's crazy stuff, and it's causing gross skeletal formations. And you know, so folks, switching over to cleaner things to utilize in the home, also something you can make at home. We've utilized many years the delimonene that we get from Orange TKO as one option for you that is safe. And, in fact, it's known to cure cancer as opposed to cause cancer. So that's the irony. When you go into the natural realm, not only will it not cause harm to you, but it can probably reverse the harm done by the synthetic chemicals you were using before.
Yeah. You know what? That's a great product, the Orange TKO. What I typically do is just get a little spritz bottle and put mostly water in it and put a few drops of lemon essential oil, a few drops of grapefruit essential oil, and a few drops of orange essential oil. Shake it up, spray it on the counter surface, and then wipe it down.
Nicely done.
Awesome.
Essential oils to the rescue. Folks, we've got to take another break here. Going outside the box with Ty Bollinger. More after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's CLEAR88 to 350-350.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, Ty Bollinger, you can take your time today because I don't know if you realize this as you're traveling. It is the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, so we get extra bonus time today.
It's the summer solstice?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, my friend.
Say that 10 times fast.
It is summer solstice. It's officially summer in the Northern Hemisphere, although if you live in the Southland, it's been summer for quite some time now, although not according to the sun cycle and our Earth tilt, so to speak. But here it is, longest day of the year, and we have a good time with you, and it's always great to get bonus time with you. So, again, you're traveling, you're in Denver right now, working through the Colorado, I guess you say cannabis fields. I don't know if they're growing it there yet, but we mentioned Rand Paul in Kentucky. They are definitely growing hemp back in Kentucky, which is good news. But as far as summer, cutting the lawn, isn't that a rite of passage in the summer? Do you remember having to cut the lawn, or did you live in a desert?
I live in Texas in the Dallas area most of the time, and it was like a desert oftentimes when we'd have, 100 plus degrees and no rain. Mm-hmm. But I cut the lawn. And by the way, 100 plus degree temperatures. Have you seen the temperatures out in Arizona and New Mexico lately? I'm glad I'm in Denver and not 120 degrees in Phoenix.
Yeah, it was interesting because the headlines are reading, planes can't take off, it's too hot, and people are going, huh, what? And that's a whole aspect of air density, that certain airplanes don't have enough surface area under the wings to take off at 120 degrees Fahrenheit. But it's a fascinating thing to consider. And, of course, it's dry heat, Ty, so it's just fine.
So is an oven.
Exactly. No, I don't like 120, even in the dry heat. Come on.
Still cook you.
Yeah,
it'll
exactly. It'll still cook you big time. So,
hey, speaking of the summer solstice, I know you're trying to get into the lawn comment, but when I was down in New Zealand, they have winter when we have summer down in the Southern Hemisphere, but I remember we lived in Invercargill, New Zealand, which is the southern tip of the South Island of New Zealand. Mm-hmm. It's the closest landmass to Antarctica in the world. So, needless to say, the days are really, really long in summer and really, really short in winter because of where it is in the globe. But I remember when it was summer down there, that there were nights where it didn't get dark till past midnight, and then the sun would be up close to 4 a.m. So it's a weird deal when the sun goes down at midnight.
Yeah, and that's like that when you're up in England and Europe, Northern Europe. It's light ridiculously. When we were watching that disaster of that apartment building in London, burning, and they said it's like 4:30 in the morning, and it's daylight already. I was like, oh my gosh! But and another interesting side note, because we've covered the 9/11 controversies, and you wrote about them in Monumental Myths. That building was an inferno, a real life towering inferno, and everything melted, and yet it still stands today. It did not collapse in and of itself in a pancake like fashion.
Yeah, isn't it bizarre that that was the only day in history that buildings had caught on fire and disintegrated.
Yeah.
And it melted the steel. Kind of bizarre.
Yeah, and nobody in the mainstream media is pointing that out, interestingly enough.
Yeah. They're not allowed to.
Exactly.
It is their job.
I wonder why. So I'm going back to the memory now, summertime, spring to summer, and I had such severe allergies, Ty, that it would be hard for me to go outside, much less cut the lawn. And, of course, that would make my dad happy because he had to do it at those times. But I literally was gagging and wheezing just trying to breathe at that point. Now, I don't have that same problem. And, in fact, Super Don's been making fun of me because I got one of these things. They're like a scythe or I don't know what you call these things where you
swing.
Scythe, thank you. You swing it, right? And I've been cutting the lawn with that. Because it's better exercise. I don't have to use an internal combustion engine. And sure, it doesn't look as manicured, but I'm having a good time doing that, trying to see what would it be like in a world where you didn't have easy access to gasoline and oil. And I'm alive. I'm okay. I'm dealing with it and it's okay. But it's interesting in Birmingham, Alabama, a suburb had tried to force teens to get a license in order to provide lawn cutting services like we did when we were kids, when we were able to, hey, can I cut your lawn for $5-$10? You'd be like, yeah, everybody's happy.
That's crazy. Got to get a license. More regulations of things that they shouldn't be regulating. You know, speaking of the sieve, down in Panama, where we lived for about a year, actually we lived for almost 2 years. That's right. We lived for almost 2 years in Panama, but, We didn't have lawnmowers down there, and the Panamanians that cut our lawns didn't have lawnmowers. They used machetes to cut the lawn.
Wow. Now, see, yeah. that to me, like you said, people might think we're nuts even talking about it, or much less me trying to do that. But as I said, I try to be an example as I learn these things. It, like you said, we go out, we grow our own food to some degree, although not as much as I'd like to at this point. But just imagine if you had to, right? You did. You thought one day in the future it would happen, and then that day comes, and you haven't been doing it for years at this point. You're dead, or you're becoming a walking zombie apocalypse trying to steal food from others and resorting to violence just to survive. And that, to me, is not a good, happy future. It's great that we have access to all of this oil right now, but what happens if it's a little less or a lot less available? Do you wait until the crisis to make these changes? That's like what government does.
It is. It's almost, you know, it's just a kind of a kick in the pants to remember. Let's, you know, stock up on some hand tools that you don't have to start if you want to take care of your yard. Stock up on some seeds and learn how to plant a few things now, even if you don't have to. I mean, you can go to Walmart and get everything. You can go to Kroger and get everything or wherever you shop. But one day maybe you can't. At least start practicing now, growing a little bit of stuff, doing some things without having to start an internal combustion engine. See if you can make it.
Yeah, and even if you don't drink beer or buy beer anymore, I mean, I used to drink beer when I was younger. I don't do that anymore. But the thing is, you might want to be able to brew beer if you've got lots of snails in your garden. Because I just forgot about this. My good friend Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, said this the other day when I was talking about snails in the garden. She says, "Hey, look, you're supposed to put like warm stale beer in a container in your garden, and the snails all run up into it because they are attracted to it, and then they drown in the stale beer." So those are other things you can do. But you'll have to be able to brew your own at that point.
Well, you have to brew your own, or you have to go over to Norm and Cliff Clavin next door.
Go to Cheers. Hey, I got some snails in the yard. Pour me a cold one. I'll warm it up and then put it in the garden. Anyway,
hey, you got any beer over there, Sammy?
Oh man, I remember those too well.
Yeah.
So the permission culture. The point of that story is about what we talk about here, because when we say the power to heal is yours, it means you don't have to ask for permission where none is required. And our perception, my belief, Ty, I know you share this, is that we don't have to ask permission to heal. Unfortunately, doctors, because of the Flexner Report of 1910 on forward, were corralled into a petrochemical viewpoint of the world, patent petrochemicals, and therefore they had to ask permission to do what they were trained to do, or be limited to that and nothing more, and controlled by licenses so that they couldn't help in the way that they needed to help. And I know people say, well, that's far afield from a kid asking for permission by getting a license to mow somebody's lawn, but it's the same concept, a permission culture. America was rooted in individual liberty, self-determination, the ability to give charity freely of your own accord, not by force of a gun or loss of life or freedom. And of course, these are concepts that are deeply embedded into what we are doing here, Ty.
Mm-hmm. They are. And that reminds me of, in a couple of days, I'm going to be up in Bozeman, Montana, and I'm speaking at G. Edward Griffin's Red Pill Expo.
Ooh, how perfect.
And, just thinking of the Red Pill, and I'm going to be talking about the Flexion Report, by the way, in my lecture, of course. But, you know, part of the Red Pill, I think, and, you know, the Blue Pill analogy from The Matrix, of course, is that if you're taking the Blue Pill, then you think that you have to get permission for these things. If you take the Red Pill, you know, part of the enlightenment that comes from opening your eyes is that, you know, these are God-given rights. These are my birthright. These are not things I need to ask permission of a government to do. I think that's part of the Red Pill as well.
Yeah, exactly. And is there tickets left for that event? Do people need to know about it, or is it sold out already? Do you know?
I think that there may be a few tickets left, but you know what? You can. I'll get you the link, and you can put up on the website, Robert, for the Red Pill Expo.
So, tell me again, where and when?
It's in Bozeman, Montana, and it's Friday and Saturday. Friday the 23rd, Saturday the 24th. This Friday and Saturday. And there's John Rappaport speaking up there.
Oh, my God. Dude, I wish I'd have known about this sooner. I'd have made it up there, my friend. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, I don't really know the list of speakers, but they asked me for some reason. Apparently, they were shy on speakers.
No, you're going to rock it, my friend. You will. It's going to be great. So, you know, I wonder if one of the stories will be at this Red Pill Expo about how to kill a whole lot of people, because we know these globalist elitists, whether they're doing it through vaccines or otherwise, do some really nefarious things, including a Scripps scientist group of them recently published how they made H7N9 virus more transmissible to try and guarantee some sort of influenza disaster of the future, because it's just not coming fast enough.
Wow. Wow. So is that an article that you got a link to? Because I don't have access to it right now, but I'd love to read it.
Yeah, and on Natural Blaze, man, this thing is in 2014, moratorium was placed on federally funded research which involved making flu viruses more lethal. We pointed the absurdity out. Why are you doing it? Well, we want to see what might happen in the future. In the meantime, by doing this, they're creating that future.
Well, there's nothing like, and there's a lady speaking over the loudspeaker now, so I'll try to talk close to the phone here.
Yes.
But there's nothing like creating the very thing that you have a vaccine for, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing like, I mean, it's just like the cancer industry. It's nothing like mammograms to create cancer so they can treat it with more drugs. With this industry, with the pharmaceutical industry, with these, you know, the vaccines, there's nothing like creating a pandemic so you can have, what do you know? By George, we've already got a flu vaccine developed for that.
Right, and we created the so-called pandemic that we are now calling into the need for this vaccine we invented where there was no need for it prior. Now, this H7N9 is interesting. They claim that this particular strain was very concerning because it had infected 1,500 people and killed 40% of them. So it was like, okay, this one is bad as you'll ever hear, if it's indeed true. So then they get to work on, hey, how can we make this more easily transmissible from human to human? And in doing so, they claim, we'll be able to prevent a disaster. But if it's not happening in nature and you create it artificially, who's creating the disaster?
Well, that's pretty much a rhetorical question, isn't it? Anybody that's got a brain understands that they are creating the very pandemics that then they're going to try to treat.
Yeah, and how many times have you heard about them shipping these viruses via FedEx or American Express or something or whatever it is that they do, and then they end up, we misplaced that particular vial in that little container. I don't know where it is. Who got it?
Yeah, oops. Well, I mean, you know, that's kind of what happened back with the swine flu deal in 2009 with Baxter and the fact that, you know, there was contaminated vaccines, apparently, if I remember the story correctly, right? There were vaccines that they were trying to get people to take to prevent the swine flu that were actually contaminated with bird flu, right, which is a lot more contagious than swine flu.
Right. Well, of course, this also neglects to understand the fact that the law of the terrain is really at play here, but if you alter genetically something that's never happened before, you could be vulnerable and susceptible. We are susceptible to a commercial break. We got to take it. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The germ theory versus the law of the terrain. Very important basis to understand whether you're a victim in life or whether you can be a victor. In other words, walk through walls of danger. Not that we want you to dive into a vat of Ebola or anything, but the point is the power to heal is yours, the power to stay well, the power to recover. These are things, if we hit the summertime months and people say, hey, this is the time to be outdoors and healthy time. And it typically is, but there are scary stories about ticks on the rise. And, of course, the associated Borrelia spirochete that brings rise to something known as Lyme disease out of Lyme, Connecticut. And, we've talked about the law of the terrain and opportunistic infections. Dr. Batar, who's also featured in The Truth About Cancer, talks extensively about that as well. That it isn't a matter of being unlucky if you get bit by a tick. Not everybody then suffers from Lyme disease, but it is a real consideration because of the general weakness of the population that's going on around the world right now.
It is, and yeah, I guess we could do a whole show on Lyme disease and what's the real origin of Lyme disease. Is it really ticks?
Right.
Or is... Yeah, but anyway, that we don't have enough time for that. But again, the law of the terrain is the main thing. And you know, I was just talking to a cancer patient a couple of days ago, and it just made me so irritated that doctors are they found that she has a couple of viruses, and the doctor says, "Oh, you're going to get cancer because you have this virus in your body. I'm like, what an idiot. How can a doctor say you're going to get cancer because you have this certain virus in your body without even giving any kind of consideration to epigenetics?
Yes.
I mean, it's so frustrating to see how ignorant the doctors are to say something like that. Because what have they done? They scared the cancer patient, right? And we know what fear and that kind of negative emotions does to the immune system. So, I mean, it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, you've got an XYZ virus, you're going to get cancer. You scare the cancer patient. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but now they're certainly going to have a compromised immune system.
Yeah, just by the emotional stress you've induced in them. I let loose on the doctors over the issue of hepatitis C yesterday because this new drug, the Cochrane collaboration says this very expensive drug that they're promoting, was it Harvoni or whatever it is? They are saying it reverses hepatitis C because they become negative, or in other words, when they test for it. And I'm saying, dude, they've never even isolated. There's arguments that haven't been isolated of this hepatitis C, and that these are opportunistic issues in a liver that's been inflamed for decades, not just years. And so the idea, of course, is to frighten you because it's the virus. It's the virus because it's easy to blame that than toxicological exposures due to corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state buying or capturing the regulatory agencies, and they don't want to be made liable in any way, much like the vaccine industry has been removed from liability due to the recommendations from the CDC.
Well, you mean the vaccine manufacturers aren't liable if they damage or kill a kid?
No, exactly.
Are you serious?
Exactly.
I mean, of course I'm being sarcastic, but every time I hear that, it freaks me out. It's like, are you serious? That's the reality. I know that's the truth, but how can that be?
Yeah.
How can it be that you can manufacture a drug with so many possible side effects and not be liable if you kill someone?
Well, exactly. This is the insanity of government and government regulators and government agencies that they're participating in the cover. First of all, they also never even acknowledged that Lyme disease was real initially. And I'm not saying it's real or unreal. I mean, these ailments and diseases are real. The question is, what is the cause? Just like we talk about Hep C, the serious liver inflammation is real, okay? It is dangerous and it is deadly. The cause is in question. AIDS is real. Immune deficiency, immune collapse is real. The cause is in question, and you have to distinguish between the two, or else people are going to say, oh, there goes Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell again, claiming that these things aren't real. No, pay attention. Listen to what we're actually saying, please.
Exactly. And how much time do we have left, Robert?
We got about a minute.
About a minute. So have you seen the deal on NBC with Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones about Sandy Hook?
Yeah, exactly. They didn't listen to what he was actually saying. They just make up whatever they want to hear.
Exactly. That's what the mainstream media does. They make it whatever they want to hear. But anyway, we don't have time to get into Sandy Hook because I was started thinking about Sandy Hook when he said, we're not saying that it's not real or that it didn't happen. So we'll do that next show.
Yeah, absolutely. There are distinctions here, and we are here to bring those distinctions to you because the cognitive dissonance is very dangerous to your health. And the ability to think critically is very critical to your survival and ultimate aliveness for you and your offspring and their offspring. That's why you got to go to the Red Pill Expo, the 23rd and 24th, Friday and Saturday. TMB will be there along with John Rappaport. Man, that's going to be awesome, and I expect to hear great reports from you next week on it.
Sounds good, buddy. I'll be sending lots of pictures.
Thank you, TMB. Check it out. Links are in the show notes. Remember, get all your Epigenetics Labs products are on special, and you're going to be hearing about some evolutions of it to organics coming up soon right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty Bollinger, tell them what they need to know.
And you know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.